Hello, good morning, or better say good evening, and welcome to the Logista results presentation 2018. This is Luis Ejido, CEO of the group. Together with me, there are Gloria Martín, IR director, very well known for all of you, and Manuel Suarez, CFO of the group. We'll try to explain the presentation following the presentation results, the presentation you will be on your screen, and then we'll have enough time for the Q&A, which is probably the most interesting section for all of you. Starting in this presentation, in page number 4, this year, 18, in spite of the macroeconomic conditions, negative in the countries we cover, and also specifically for the situation of tobacco in France, the results have been quite good. In our opinion, you have to qualify this kind of results. But we are going well in all the countries, in all the regions, and in all the business, excluding Tobacco France for the problem you know with the prices. The activity, the revenues, has been practically constant, minus 0.2 in comparison with past year, reaching 9.5 billion. And then the economic sales has grown by 6.5, demonstrating the capability of the group to create new services or to incorporate new customers. So it's plus 6.5% of sales services in a constant activity base in comparison with past year. Going down, the adjusted EBIT is plus 12.4%, reaching 246 million euros. This is thanks to the solid growth in all the activities, profitable growth, by the way, in all the activities, excluding tobacco and related in France. Correcting also the negative effects of past year in one-off elements or in non-recurrent elements, like a profit on inventories, prices, etc. This year has been more or less normal year on this matter. And also the good performance of the cost, always below the activity, improving the profitability of the group. Net income is growing by 1.8% to 157 million euros. Don't forget that past year was the famous 19 million euros because of the divestment in Italy. And then we have offset and this 19 million, even superating this figure. The economic free cash flow is 143, practically doubling of the one of the past year because of the better results and also the cash position, the working capital position. And the dividend per share of this year will be 1.12 euros per share. We will propose to the general shareholder meeting a final dividend of the year of 0.77 cents per share to be paid in the second quarter of the coming year. So with these results, we think once again we have proven our traditional resilience in this kind of in scenarios not always favorable. Going to the explanation more in detail of the results in page number 6, you know that we explain normally the 4 pillars of our strategy, of our way of presenting these results. First of all, is the resilience or reinforce the current business, the current base of the business. Second pillar is to expand this business base. Third pillar is the how to get the excellence in operations and improving the efficiency for obtaining the operational leverage that is contributing to the product, to the profitability of the company, and then to deliver a robust cash flow profile in order to provide returns to our shareholders. In page number 7, we analyze the first one. It's ensured that our traditional base of businesses, we maintain the leadership in tobacco and all the activities related to the tobacco. We have renewed the contract in British American Tobacco in Italy, the only one that was finishing this year. We are also growing in services, basically in NGP. NGP is divided into activities. One of the traditional in the tobacconist, and also the delivery of the device that normally is a home delivery is different. Is not also sold in the tobacconist. We are practically closing with all of the manufacturers the total part of total distribution of these products. We continue improving also in transport, in international transport, even in NGP and in pharmaceutical and technological products. In transport in Iberia, very positive evolution of our businesses in Spain and in Portugal. And basically, there is this year one new element that will be recurrent in the coming years, as is track and trace. So we are absolutely ready to go in the foreseen date, which is May 19, and probably will be the only European company ready to do it at the proper time. Then we continue also evolving our differentiated services, control of temperature, traceability, and adapting these services to the needs of the industries very, very demanding, like pharma or currently food industries. So we can ensure that our consolidated base continue being absolutely solid. The second pillar is how we are expanding this base, basically into focus. One of them is convenience, in which we are implementing the multi-channel ordering. We are probably the only wholesaler that we are using the five system for reaching, for getting an order, which is sales reps, cash and carry, call center, websites, and our terminal point of sales. We are also expanding our activity in Spain in petrol station channel, more than the Repsol, the old contract with Repsol, new companies of the petrol stations. And there we are starting in France and in other countries as well, in the concept store. It's the typical project to improve the efficiency of the shop. It's something thought to help to the retailer. It's a matter of loyalty on top of leverages our sales. In pharma, we are continually launching new added value services. More of them are in communication and transit of information between the companies and between logistics, even between the patients. We are developing all of these systems, which is basically information that is the way to add value when the excellence in operation is very high, like ours. We have also incorporated this year Sanofi, which is one of the top laboratories in Spain, and with all of the activities during this year. And we have also closed agreements with another 20 new clients during this year. So we are also insisting in this business. And then as expansion of the current base, we can say that in pharma and in wholesale, we are growing in a double digit consistently. Talking about improving efficiency, and basically is to get the excellence. This is the idea, is to be the first in class in quality services. We are continuing betting for our vertical business model. So we are continuing restructuring and improving the distribution network more complex, like the one in Italy or the one in Spain, externalization, some cities that still work, or some places that still work managed directly by us. Then we have also implemented a new warehouse to facilitate the expansion of pharma. And then we are also being benefited of the restructuring measures we did past year in other businesses, in convenience in France. From the side of the synergies, very important, because logistics at the end of the day is a science of synergies, we are reorganizing continuously of our transport routes. We are boosting again the omnichannel in all business, as I explained before. I think it's fundamental to compete in this field, not only in the field of the vendors, of the sales rep. And then basically another strategic concept in our strategy is to increase the point of sales terminals that we are growing and growing in order to facilitate the connection with the point of sales and to understand what is happening into the point of sales. And then it's important to mention also our commitment with the environment, and this for us is absolutely, we are proud to say it, that we are the only European distributor included in the CDA, in the Carbon Discussion Project list, CDP, sorry. So we are the only distributor and one of the six Spanish companies included in this A list of CDP. So normally we continue obtaining the excellence in operation, the quality of services, but the costs are growing below than the activity. And finally, the delivery of the financial deliveries, we can remark this year a very superior average of cash conversion because of the increase of results and the better cash position, as I said before. We have increased the payout with this dividend. I have explained before, we will get 95% of net profit, 95% as a dividend, paid in two parts, 0.35 are paid in March, and then 0.77 to be paid in August. We paid 35, and we'll pay 77 in March. Okay, with this dividend, we will revert to the shareholders 146 million euros during this fiscal year. And then in page number 11, you can see that the dividend yield this year, 18, has been 5.4%. In a business like us, we have another moderated growth. It's not only the typical yield company. Come on now to review the evolution briefly across all of the businesses. If you go to page 13, you can see that the split by business is practically keeping constant this year in comparison with the past one. Meanwhile, the geographical split shows some differences. Basically, is the increase of the percentage, the increase of the weight of Italy, and the decrease of this same amount of France. Italy boosted for a better situation and a better result this year, and France damaged by the situation of the tobacco, you all know. Coming to the page 14, brief summary of the business review by country. In Spain, the combination of a stable year in tobacco with the very good performance in the rest of the business has provided 8.9% EBIT growth, 8.9%. In France, the situation of the, then we will analyze, which is not so critic than we thought at the beginning, the movements of the retail sale price together with the reduction of the tobacco volumes, we have been forced to deliver a negative result, which is practically minus 3.1% in EBIT. And in Italy, return to the normal year in terms of prices, taxes, etc., not so negative than past year, together with our development of the convenience business and together with the evolution of the activities for NGP, are providing the important growth. The most important growth is 34.7. Now we will see in the coming pages, country by country. In page number 15, you can see what is happening in Iberia. In Iberia, the decrease of volumes this year has been minus 1.6%. In comparison with past year, was a little bit worse, 2.6. On the other side, the increase of price this year has been 5 cents. Meanwhile, in 17, it was 10 cents. Good performance in Portugal, where we are growing our business with small acquisitions, and we are increasing our market share in Portugal. And then a growth more than 10% in convenience business, which is named in related, tobacco and related. All of the convenience being distributed together with the tobacco. Transport has been very positive. It's more than doubling the GDP. We are growing in revenues plus 7.3%. It's very good performance in long distance. Specialization again in technological medicine, in pharma products, on top of the increase of the activity in Italy, in the NGP subcontracting with the Bologna activity for one of the manufacturers, in the courier and in parcel, we are continuing developing our specialization, bringing very, very good results. So both Integrados and NACES are increased, especially NACES practically increased, again, double digit on expeditions and profitable growth. And the rest of the business, and you can see now in other businesses in Iberia, pharma plus publications. Well, the increase of the pharma activity with the incorporation of Sanofi, as I said before, plus these new 20 new customers on top of the increase of services to the current customers has provided a remarkable cost, this remarkable sales and very good performance during this year. We are continuing launching added value together with the laboratories and together with the hospitals in order to continue being the leader in this sector. The pharmacy sector continue being a little bit more complicated, but we are also progressing with this kind of agreement, practically in exclusivity with some laboratories or producers for pharma sector. Altogether, the recurring costs are growing below the activity at the level practically of 6% if we don't consider the one-off of the past year. So good performance in Iberia, as I said before. In France are the bad news, but I would like to say is less bad than we expected. First finding is that the elasticity of the sales with the prices is not one, is far from one, even is less than 0.5. Because with an increase of 1.35 euros during this year, that means around 17-18% over the former level of prices in France, the volumes have decreased 8%. So this situation was postponing, or we were postponing due to this situation, our idea to make an industrial plan in order to adapt our infrastructure to the activity. Another situation is practically different to the past year as well. Practically all manufacturers have passed the taxes increase to the price, not like a payer, even and still there are not passing the increase of the fee of the tobacconist. I don't know why, because the sooner they arrive to the 10 euros is the better, I think, no? It's the decision of the government. And then there is another positive news in the growth in convenience products, in spite of the reduction in electronic recharge, because of the fall of the credit of the phone cards, basically. In other businesses, all of the restructuring we made past year has given us positive results, and also the rationalization of the portfolio. We have practically the same level of sales than past year, plus minus 0.8, with 3% more in eco sales. So it represents the positive situation. Again, the increase of the cost, 3% is below of the decrease of the activity, 4.4%. It's true, and then I imagine in the Q&A session that it is still pending the restructuring we did not past year or this year because we didn't need it. But once this fall of volumes are accumulative, probably with 95% probability this year we will face this industrial plan. In Italy, just good news. In volumes, minus 2.5 in comparison with past year, minus 6.1. So much better environment of volumes. This is, I think, keeping calm all of the players all of the stakeholders in this market. The retail price increased between 10 cents to 20, you know, offsetting the increase of the taxes happened past year. So we are practically now at the level of we should be past year. Obviously, there is an impact, a positive impact of in our non-recurrent activity as the profit on inventory in this segment, or in this country, in Italy. Meanwhile, in France is negative, and in Spain being positive is lower than past year, because the increase was in Spain just 5 cents instead of 10. Also very positive, the evolution of convenience, more than double-digit growth on sales as well. And then we continue with the positive evolution of this contra logistics activity we have for the factory of NGP in Bologna. So we continue with this activity very, very positive. The amount of all of this, good news are representing a growth in eco sales of 20%. And then the control of the cost, even though the margins of the contra logistic activity are lower in comparison with the rest of the activity, because it's much simple activity, we are again obtaining our operational leverage in Italy, arriving to practically 35.7% EBIT increase in comparison with the past year. And now, Manuel will make the review, the financial review as usual.
Thank you and good afternoon. First of all, to point that the Board of Logista formulated these financial statements we are reviewing on its meeting of 30th of October, and those are endorsed with a clean opinion by the co-auditors of the group, PricewaterhouseCoopers and Deloitte. During this exercise, Logista has again shown its capacity to deliver growth in a difficult market environment, developing services, expanding into new segments, and improving profitability. You see that the reported profit from operations of the group has grown practically 21%. And this is made of a revenues figure, which you know reflects the value of net of taxes of the goods Logista distributed, equal than last year practically, while the eco sales, which is the value of our services, have grown 6.5%. Delivering growth in all segments, but tobacco in France affected by tax policy there. The costs have grown less than economic sales, even if non-recurring costs in fiscal year 17 are considered. As a consequence, the adjusted EBIT has reached 246 million euros, gaining efficiencies and getting a 22% margin on economic sales, plus 1.2 percentage points on last year. Or if we discount the non-recurring expenses on that year, it would represent an increase of 30 basis points, which is in line with what was announced as annual company target for the next 3 years. The restructuring costs are less than half compared to fiscal year 17, when the restructuring of the convenience business in France to other networks than tobacconists was tackled. All this improvement is enhanced on reported basis by the negative events accrued in fiscal year 17, not repeated in fiscal year 18, but the trend net of these events is the same. Net income has been 156.7 million euros, which is higher than last year, even when last year was very positively affected by a capital gain and by a very low corporate income tax rate. The average cash has been more than 100 million euros higher than last year, while the interest rate has remained at zero, profiting Logista only of the 75 basis points our loan agreement provides. The current cost of provisions has been slightly higher than last year. The corporate income tax benefited last year of the practically tax-free consideration of the capital gain already mentioned, and some deductions, mainly on double taxation of dividends, that were higher last year than this one. As a result, Logista has kept the level of net income it had reached after 2 years of important growth. The average cash position has been 130 million euros higher than last year, reaching 1.8 billion euros, with a pattern through the year in line with company business cycle, maximum at the end of summer and minimum at the first quarter of the calendar year. The working capital on average has been in line with previous year, although swings were more important, showing slightly lower minimums and higher maximums. Dividends were paid in March 28, €99.3 million, and August 30, €46.3 million. It's worth to mention here that the loan agreement with Imperial Brands has been renewed for 5 more years at the same conditions, which are ECB base rate plus 75 basis points. The investments figure has been higher than in the previous 2 years, reflecting the coincidence of several operating projects. On one side, the renewal of IT infrastructure to cope with the need to provide advanced IT tools to develop services and to enhance the efficiency of our operations. Also, preparing infrastructures of growing businesses to face higher activity. And third, adapting our systems and operations to the new requirements on tobacco track and trace legislation. We expect this figure to be similar on 2019 and probably also 1920 to return afterwards to figures more in line with what has been the normal trend of the company in the last years. The cash flow net of working capital variation has been €11 million higher than last year as a result of higher operating profit, €42 million, and lower payment of income taxes, €13 million, that offset higher investments and not having this year the proceeds of the disposal we had on fiscal year 17. Logista dedicated all free cash out of the working capital variations that are just the consequence of comparing the position of one particular day with the position of another particular day to remunerate shareholders, paying as dividends in the period a final one on fiscal year 17 of €97.3 million or €0.75 per share and an interim one on fiscal year 18 of €46.3 million or €0.35 per share. Additionally, as all the years since we are listed, some acquisitions of treasury shares were made to hedge long-term incentive plans. The very good result of the company, masked in net income by fiscal year 17 capital gain, must, according to the directors of the company, be reflected in the dividends payment of the year by considering a dividend a bit above the traditional practice of the company, which was paying 90% of net income. So this year, final dividend will be €0.77 per share, making a total dividend for fiscal year 18 of €1.12 per share, plus 6.7% on last year, that was €1.05 per share and representing 95% of net income. The final dividend will be paid as usual at the end of the first quarter of the calendar year. This represents that Logista will be paid an annual dividend more than 50% higher than the one of the first year of the company being public. For the future, the policy remains in paying at least 90% of net income split in an interim dividend of 1/3 of previous year total dividend to be paid in the third quarter of the calendar year, that for 2019 would be €0.37 per share, and a final one to be paid in the first quarter of the following calendar year. At last, as a wrap up, the confirmation that this result supports the economic profile of our company. Highly resilient business model that delivers growth in our revenues as distributors on a mature market, plus 6.5 on eco sales versus 0.2 on revenues, reflecting the higher complexity of our tax and our ability to develop new services and to expand into another segments. A continuous gaining efficiency, improving margins in 1.2 percentage points in the year, using to it investments in technology and continuous analysis of the operations. An 81% cash flow on EBITDA, net of taxes and working capital, that has been practically devoted in the last 2 years to remunerate shareholders, and especially remarkable this year with the proposal to increase dividend over the standard 90% payout. All this is reflected in a total shareholder return of 14.1% for the year, even when there was a placement of 10% of company shares in July. Now I pass the word back to Luis for his final considerations.
Thank you very much, Manolo. Well, you have in page 27 the outlook for the next year. I imagine that they will be discussed in the Q&A, but let me explain which is the global view. We expect a year with a single digit, middle digit, I would say, growth in EBIT. So it's the normal growth. You know the standard growth we have, the minimum growth, I would say, as well, because you know we are very cautious in our guidances to the market. As an exceptional fact will be the restructuring we have talked before in France. So we think that this restructuring will be less important than we thought at the beginning, because our estimations per year over the 3 years period of the 10 euros per pack in 2020 decided by the French government would impact more importantly in our volumes. Knowing that this impact is lower and it will be of course will progress in the coming years, our restructuring will be much or less important than we were expecting past year. On the, I would say, I don't know if it's positive or negative, in the evolution of the rate of the European Central Bank, evolution of the rate of interest, you know that we will be benefit because we have a positive cash position. So if any, if it happened, we will have a positive evolution. And then finally, to go to the net profit, you know that the deductions applicable in our corporate tax in the past years have finished. So this reduction on this pass to the in this step to the net profit will be less important than per year. So we are seeing practically a net profit in 2019 similar to the one on 2018. With this, we finish the presentation in more or less than half an hour. So we are ready for answering your questions. So all of three of us, we are at your disposal. Gloria, you start.
Good morning, everyone. I will not now read all the questions we have received through internet. I want only to make you sure that we have received all of them and we will answer all of them. Although in some cases, if there have been repeated several times, we will only read it in the first time. First one, from João Safaras, Santander. CapEx. How much were the investment linked to track and trace? How much do you expect to spend on track and trace investments in 2019? And what is the total expected CapEx for 2019? Corporate taxes. Cash taxes are significantly higher than the P&L taxes, 96 million versus 47 million. Is this level of cash taxes what we could expect in 2019? Guidance for 2019. Does the outlook include any expectation of inventory gains or losses?
Well, on the precise question on the investment on track and trace, at this stage, we prefer not to disclose these figures because we are still in the process. But the guidance on total investment, which is the relevant figure, is the one that was provided in the presentation. The investment in the year 2018 were 56 million euros, and we expect this figure to be similar in 19, a bit like that in the year 20, to return then to more normal investment figures like we had. As per the cash taxes, this tax is affected. The cash tax is affected versus the P&L tax because of the return of some taxes we had in after the closing of the year. So what we should expect in our models for the cash tax versus the P&L tax of the company is the P&L tax plus the 19 million euros. We have as a non-cash item because of the amortization of the acquisition of the French business. So it would be 46 plus 20, roughly 66 million euros.
Regarding the guidance for 19 on inventory gains or losses, we normally, when we make the budget, we expect in from every country the reality that is happening. So if we know that in France the manufacturers are not covered all of the increase of the taxes or fee of the tobacconists, we are quite cautious. If in Spain we are expecting an increase of price of 5 cents, 10 cents, it depends on the environment, it depends on the situation, because we don't know what will be the prices this year. We are taking the most probable and the most cautious hypothesis. And in the case of Italy, the same like in Spain. So normally, past year, there was not price increase, was normal this year to have an increase of 10 to 20. So next year, there will be, probably, or this year, 19, will be lower in France, in Italy, excuse me, the price increase. So we are very conservative, but we are is not an essential part of our budget. This is something which is normal considering the evolution of the markets. To give you an example, this year it's true that there is a gap with the past year, with the 17, because of the strange things that happened this year with some prices not increasing prices in spite of the taxes increase in Italy and in France. But the reality is this year for us, net, excluding the gap with the 17, is we have been practically a slightly positive impact. Practically something negative of past year, positive in Italy, which is the only extraordinary effect, and quite normal in Spain. So the net impact is not so relevant, and we are considering every hypothesis, okay? Every market in function of the real evolution. So we are not optimistic that in France immediately the manufacturers will react, for sure not. So we are much more conservative, but it is not an important piece on our budget, okay?
Okay. Following question from Patrick Jusson, Societe Generale. Restructuring cost. What should we consider in our models for 2019?
Well, as I said before, the restructuring cost will be lower than we were expecting, and then we think will be probably even lower than the figures of 17. 17 with a small industrial plan will cover probably the cost of this restructuring. Practically sure.
Okay. Juan Canovas from Fidentiis. Does your guidance assume that the implementation of track and trace regulation will be delayed beyond 2019?
Well, in reality, to tell you the truth is we are not considering nothing from track and trace this year. So we are not considering nothing in our budget, because as it will start in May 19, there will be probably some additional costs for implementation. There will be obviously the incomes coming for the correspondent fee to this activity that we will make on behalf of the manufacturers, because really are the manufacturers responsible in front of the European law. We are not considering nothing this year, because I say this decision. Other question, if it is the Juan, your view, your question behind, I don't know, is if finally this track and trace will be implemented in May. I don't know. I have some doubts as well, like you, if it is the sense of the question, because I don't think Europe as a whole is ready to make this activity. So practically our four countries are ready for doing that, and no more. We are practically in contact with all of the colleagues, competitors, or customers, etc. And the situation in the rest of the rest of Europe is very, very complicated. So I don't know. But anyway, it will not impact it positively, neither positive nor negatively, in our accounts in 19. There is a small upside if we start with this activity, because we are very positive in our cost of adaptation, etc. So we think that altogether the incomes less the cost will be positive. And then positions or situations like Portugal could benefit our market share, because Portugal is a market very, very fragmented, with practically impossible to manage with the current structure of the market, with the current number of wholesalers. So there will be, if something happens, will be positive, is my message to this question.
Some questions from Juan Ross, BBVA. Current market share in Portugal, and can we expect further gains in 2019? Any relevant contracts in the pharma pipeline, like the one signed with Sanofi and Procter & Gamble? The others, the rest of the questions were repeated.
Okay. As Juan, as I said before, probably we will gain an important market share in Portugal. I don't know if it will be in this year, in 19, or in the followings, but the thing is 180 wholesalers in Portugal, with the size of the market, it's not very big, with the duty to send all of the information, all of the track and trace, to deliver the track and trace service, I think is impossible. On this scenario, the most possible situation, and being Philip Morris the leader of this market as well, I think there will be a concentration of wholesalers, and for sure we will be benefit of this situation, and we will gain market share. Still, we don't have the real projections and the figures, etc., but the trend is exactly like this, like you say. In a part of the related to the contracts in pharma, if we have some of them, obviously, we are continuously moving ahead and offering our services to other labs, to replicating the model of Sanofi, and the model, by the way, of Procter & Gamble. Don't forget that we have two exclusivity agreements in two different fields in pharma, like medicines or pure laboratory, basically under prescription on the hospitals, etc. And then Procter & Gamble, this is more specialized in over-the-counter, no, in parapharma activity. So, of course, the pipeline is full of possibilities for this year, and the growth will continue. I don't know if there was another question.
I'm trying to discriminate what are the ones already answered. Francisco Ruiz, Exan. I have three questions. On the track and trace directive, do you expect further CAPEX going during 2019, or CAPEX should normalize in 2019? Do you expect any impact in sales and profitability due to higher prices charged to the manufacturers? What should be the amount of the remaining Sanofi contract? Could we expect similar contract with other majors in the short term? France, what was the reason for the big increase in profitability in Q4 of the division? What do you expect for 2019 in terms of elasticity, and how much restructuring could be? Could you update on Italian market after the tax increase announced by the government recently?
Okay, Paco, come on step by step. Let me remind which is the first one,
the track and trace. If we can see or expect differences in P&L in terms of revenues and costs.
Yes, and if this is the project is triggered finally in May 19, there will be more revenues, because it's a new activity that we are negotiating with the manufacturers, But as I told you before, there is an experience curve, and we have to adapt our cost still to this new activity. In our case, as we are quite automatized, we don't have big impact. It will be a very important, let's say, impact in companies that are managing the handling manually. And in this case, they have to identify the products one by one. In our case, every reader, every element is included in our automation process. So I think it will happen. I don't know if it's in this year or in the following. The second one, excuse me, was
Sanofi. We can expect some similar contracts coming in. We can expect
different the similar contracts, and as I said before, an increase of the activity, not only with this kind of contracts, but with the increase of the activity of the rest of our customers. These contracts are very complicated. It's a very, very long process of negotiation, but they are very profitable. And then, in this case, as you know, the first is the more difficult. Then it's much easier to catch the second and the third. No, we can expect this situation for sure.
Could you update on Italian market after the tax increase announced by the government recently? I'm not sure if he's referring to.
No. Yes. Yes. There are rumors. So there are rumors about the tax increase on tobacco, or more than rumors, I don't know, because in Italy, if it is a project of law, that then it continues being a project, it never is a law, it depends. But the situation is quite evident that there are some rumors about the possible increase of the taxes in Italy. On my view, in the past weeks, there have been some replacement of some brands, etc., tactical movements. I think in this case, it will not happen what happened in 17. I think the manufacturers will follow the tax increase, offsetting with the price this situation, because which is a real situation in Italy now is the financial budget, the budget financiero, is below, and it's difficult to get the target. So probably they will make some additional or some extraordinary action in order to balance this budget.
Questions from Pedro Alves, BPI. Capital allocation. You keep reinforcing your balance sheet and maintain your dividend policy at 90% payout on reported net profit. Can we interpret that you are waiting to make a relevant investment? Could you elaborate a bit on the capital allocation strategy? Next generation product factory logistics services in Italy. Do you expect similar contracts to be replicated in France or Iberia? Convenience goods in France. Can you share what was the contribution of this segment in Q4 to offset the decline in tobacco and electronic transactions? The growth in convenience comes from the new clients or higher products penetration in existing clients? That's it.
Okay. Well, in terms of capital allocation, this year we don't maintain our dividend policy to 90%, as explained. We will move to 95%. I understand that there is not relevant in considering what you are asking for, no? What you're asking. The situation is always the same, no? We are studying all of the markets and all of the possibilities to invest, to enlarge our geographical scope, or even, as we are doing in Portugal, to increase with small acquisitions our market share. The thing is, we are screening these markets. Is there any relevant acquisition in place, etc.? Not. It's not still for the coming, you know, months. Are we working on this expansion? Yes, we are continuing following some countries, and especially For us, it will be an important element to understand which is the situation of every country after the track and trace implementation. Because in this case, probably the situation will be not in our interest, but probably the tobacco manufacturers will ask for our support. I imagine, and we are ready to deliver. We are services providers, and we have this mentality. No, so the thing is, our idea in terms of the strategy of capital allocation is we are keeping this cash on excess, you all know, basically driven by the amortization of goodwill in France, in order to be ready if this situation happen, this possibility, in this case, in this year, because of the track and trace implementation, is probably more probable than the historical situation. And then we are keeping this discussion excess for saying that if there is not any product, any project, sorry, any possibility, we will revert to the shareholders in one way or another, discussion excess, because we have the balances enough strength. So that is the situation we discuss, Pedro, normally with you, no? Regarding the second question about the NGP factory in Italy, of the NGP activity, unfortunately, in France or in Iberia, there are not factories like this, no? If there were, no doubt that we will be the providers of this activity. But unfortunately, there are no factories for the time being in Italy and Spain. The question related to the convenience good in France, well, we cannot disclose all of this information. So we can say that there is an offset in the increase of the convenience and the declining of the electronic activity, of the dematerialized activity. We cannot disclose all of the quantities. The thing is, the most important impact in tobacco and related on France is basically due to tobacco. So it's not so relevant, these two movements, okay? And then the growth of convenient, the growth of convenient normally is coming from both those sides, to increase the activity of the current customers. The current customers, for us, customers are the producers that are giving us their products for being distributed. Is normally an increase of this portfolio, and also to start the distribution with new. We are continuing offering these services to the manufacturers in order to change the current structure of the wholesale channels, in which there are very, very, very big amount of inefficiencies. Many people going to the same point of the sales, many people offering discounts, many people, too much people working on this sector. Meanwhile, just with Logista, the manufacturers can solve the distribution in a solid, in a transparent, in an efficient manner to solve the situation. So I think it's always a combination, a mix of the two things.
I think we have not been very clear in terms of corporate tax rates, okay, because some people is re-questioning. So, for example, Patrick Jusson from Societe Generale. Sorry, but could you be more clear on the tax rate in the P&L for 2019 and beyond? I do not understand the 66 million which was mentioned at the beginning of the Q&A session.
Yeah, okay. So first, guidance for the P&L rate year 2019 is going to be a slight increase of the corporate income tax rate, which was this year 23%. We should expect something around 24 or even a bit higher at least. And then for the year 20, we should reach, being the losses they are now, something like 26%. When we talk about the 66 million euros, it was an attempt to talk about a normalized cash tax versus the P&L, the P&L tax rate. The difference basically is that the only relevant difference in terms of cash taxes and P&L taxes are the 19 million euros that are impacting as a revenue, non-cash revenue for the depreciation of the investment in France. That was that's the reason. Those are 19 million euros. So the 46.7 plus the 19 reach to the 66 million euros that were mentioned.
Okay, now from Carl Green, Credit Suisse. I have two questions, please. You deliver 42% EBITDA growth, implying more than 40% growth in operational depreciation and amortization, excluding Logista France. Were there any one-offs in there? And is this a good guide for fiscal year 19? Second, can you indicate to what extent Iberia Transport benefited from next-generation product shipments in Italy, please? What was the economic sales contribution?
Well, for the first question, the EBITDA growth is not 42 million euros, what is mentioned in 42% increase. What is mentioned in page 23 is 42 million euros. That implies a 17% increase, while the EBIT grew, reported-wise, 21%. So it means the depreciation brought additional growth, being basically very stable in the period. It's rather technical. If you want to review it, apart, one would be a pleasure. But this is basically the answer. It's 42 million euros, 70% increase on EBITDA, while the operating profit grew 21%.
And guide for 2019 is not that one.
No, exactly. The best guide, the one that was mentioned, that considered the mid-single digit for the operating profit.
Thank you, Manuel.
Okay. Now related to the Iberian transport, we don't disclose normally this this figure because it's just a detail of the detail. Practically, it's identifying a single customer. The thing in Iberia Transport is practically in long distance is Logista, who is doing this this operation, and then Logista is making the 100% practically the supplies, the long distance transport of the four big manufacturers. So, well, it's an important increase, or sea, relevant increase. But this is not the most important activity that Logista makes. It's just for your guidance.
Last question so far from Germán García Bou, JB Capital Markets. Good morning. Could you please inform on the attributable cash position to Logista?
One repeated question. In fact, we consider our cash to be basically attached to the negative working capital of the company, so belonging to the business and not in fact to us. We consider some figure like a typical one of a cash position could be 50 million euros, a normal figure the company would need to work as such.
Okay, so we don't have any other questions received. Thank you very much.
Okay, if there is not any other question, simply thank you very much for your attention, and we will be with you. We have the opportunity to discuss one by one in the coming roadshow we are organizing. Thank you very much. Bye.